I was just telling you, Yazan, that he looks fantastic because he was worried about his vanity for the podcast. But you look fantastic.
Thank you,
Internal
thank you.
Lines, William Shakespeare's Verse in Music in Motion is the short film played at the Experimental Music Dance Film Festival. It is a really cool film. The amazing visuals. It's got a poetic, it's got some art. And Yazan, tell me about the making of this film. Like, you credited William Shakespeare as a writer of the film, which is fantastic. But tell me about like what came to be? Why did you make this film?
Yeah, exactly. See this sort of how it feels when you credit as one of your people in the film William Shakespeare. It feels like a something surreal. Well, I was always a fan of literature and poetry, and just the beauty, the intensity, those richness of this poetry. First, I was just studying the poetry for its own sake, for joy. And then, it's my second language, so it was double. The difficulty was doubled, but that's also the joy. And then I realized how those sonnets are able to be interpreted in many different ways, on and on. And this is, for my view, the actual essence of poetry. It's not a manifestation. In fact, it's the opposite. It's this, and the ultimately always timelessly, those things are able to be interpreted in many different personal or impersonal levels. And that raises the challenge and also the beauty of it, the attraction of it. Like, what does that mean, or this means? And then the imagery, it's very attractive to first I go and studied the poems themselves carefully, and then I thought, this is just, when we read poetry or novels or anything, we start to formulate those images. And sometimes they say those images we formulate are based on what we have seen in our life, or what we have read, or what we have experienced. And sometimes, if we're lucky, we create something completely new, like in our dreams. So I thought, this is an enormous opportunity to see and to try to visualize those poems. So that was the inspiration, also the motivation.
Gotcha. And then according to Film Freeway, this is your first film that you made?
This is my very first film, yeah.
All right, so tell me about the visuals. Like, I'm assuming some AI work here.
AI. I mean, I've been doing music videos. I'm a music composer primarily, and since college, I just carry on my first camera and go to places and interview people, artists, studios, fellow composers, and then I start to. I had this particular passion be this between the synchrony between anything visual and music, particularly a little bit of serious music, like classical music. So I would take a piece from Prokofiev or someone, or Tchaikovsky, and just synchronize the city around me back in Syria, and film it, and then go back and edit it. And I found tremendous joy in this process. There's something beautiful when they got together the music and the visuals, they create something magical. So I've been doing that, and then I've that's but this wasn't serious when I was a student in Syria studying visual arts. This is where I studied a little bit of sculpture, graphic design, painting. My specialty was painting, until I started, like, years ago to do music videos. And then with the rise of AI, it gave us, a little bit more of freedom, especially for, like, independent artists. We cannot manage to have bigger budgets and things like that, but suddenly there's this tremendous freedom I'm sorry, what was the question?
No, I just I wasn't really a question. It was more of a statement that it's AI, but let's tackle that for a second. So you like there's still creativity with AI. Like that's the misconception. So tell me about the process, because you got okay, so you have the song down, right? You have the visual the audio kind of done, I'm assuming, before the visuals.
Yeah, most of the time, yeah.
Okay, so of course you're tinkering a little here and there. So tell me about the process of creating the visuals on AI. Like I'm sure this is a learning curve, right? This is not like, oh, I did it in a day, everything's great. I'm sure this is a long process.
Yeah, it's a long process, but it's really interesting. Well, I end up just this is be before this Shakespeare video, I've done something which is a little bit homage to, let's say humbly, it's to the history of visual art. I did something with the Moscow Orchestra, and then I was able through one it's called Kyber AI. I don't know if you know it.
No.
And one of the features is stylization. So you take a video of you moving, doing things, and you ask the AI to stylize the video. It's very popular today. But then you could choose to tell it like, I want an oil painting brush type of stylized based on Claude Monet, let's say,
Yeah.
or Gustav Klimt or Vincent van Gogh. And you have your own image, the camera is moving, everything is interesting. And I took this to the extreme, and I managed in 7 minutes, tried to, I thought, I want to see if I use Gustav Klimt and Jackson Pollock and Vincent van Gogh and
Yeah.
Rembrandt and all those amazing painters and put them all together with a musical work. So that was it's nice, but sometimes you have those hallucinations, and you got people with like five, six, or seven fingers, and so you have to go. So the process involved basically what I guess what I developed is just everything I know from editing to stylizing through AI, mixing that with some stuff that I shot, with
Yeah.
photography, with motion, with all put in the mix together. It's kind of evolving for me every time I'm adding something new to the mix, and that what became sort of a style or something.
And then, so what's your game? You had a game plan before you kind of created the visuals in AI, right? Like you had like a just you had a, did you like write sketch anything down? Like how do you find these visuals? Like I'm sure it's your I'm assuming you had a game, you had a game of attack. Like you had, like you knew exactly what you wanted before you found it.
Well, eventually, yeah, but I usually, I try to play a lot.
Okay.
I see a keyboard in the background. You musician?
My kids are. I just do that because just to say Shay that when my kids are my wife too, but I actually don't play
Okay.
the piano. I'm like I'm. I just didn't have it as a kid, and I haven't practiced it. I never, yeah. So anyways, it's my kids. Go
Yeah.
ahead.
But no, but it's the same. It's this sort of a play that you
Yeah,
have
gotcha.
play.
You're improvising along the way.
Yeah, play attitude. Exactly. I like to have that. Sometimes I have no idea what am I doing. And a lot of the time something occurs through a mistake or something, but then eventually you an AI visualization and generation, and we're not there yet. There is a lot of hallucinations
Yeah.
and things are not quite there yet. For example, creating a consistent character, like you ask AI to create a character. One of the images looks like me, the other looks like you, and so forth. So you have to manipulate it in a way, try to play with a prompt, and then
Yeah.
take the image and edit it and throw it, and a lot of experiment. But for sure, that I had always the idea of a story hidden in my whatever. If it's a song or an orchestral music composition, stories meant a lot to me. Even if you don't say words, there must be some sort of a visual story happening
Yeah.
in the work. That's what I aspire to
Gotcha. So basically, like, how long did it take you to get all those images in the 5-minute film?
This took perhaps, I mean, if you take the research aside, the research took a lot of time, but then maybe the film took maybe 40 days or a month or something.
Okay.
But I added, just for the sake of it, in the written interview, that I truly believe that, and you know, in a work of art or something, it's the time factor, the time element is does not manifest in a way we think about it. So I've heard a story I would like to tell you, if that's possible, very
Yeah, go
quickly.
ahead.
So a student of art will take his piece of art, he's very, very proud of it, and go to a master, and the master he would tell him, "Wow, that's good." And the student will say proudly, "Well, it took me only a week or something." And then the master will ask him, "How old are you?" And the student will say, "I'm 25 years old." And then the master answers, "Then it took you 25 years."
Okay.
And so I see this a lot, and whether in other artists or in myself, that sometimes it's the result, a work of art can come to you quickly, or it can take years, but it's a result of a lot of
Who
elements,
you
include
are.
who you are, the subconscious, whatever you gathered, even your dreams, you gather those skills, and sometimes it comes, if you're lucky, sometimes it takes a lot of work. And
Yeah. That makes sense, right? So basically, so I'm asking you an arbitrary question, and you're like, my whole life, man, it took me my whole life to make this film because of who I am, right?
yeah, I mean, hopefully it's good enough, but
Yeah.
because yeah, you take everything along your journey, you develop those things, and you take them with you, even
Yeah.
subconsciously. And when we observe, like, filmmakers we love, we can see from their very first films to the newest one, we can see those connections, right? We can see how
Yeah.
something is there, and then it's manifesting in their newest work or painting, so that's something interesting, because it's like a parallel timeline that the one we think about. It seems like in music, I dare to say that music itself is like, have a its own world and its own time, because
Yeah.
it happens inside of time of its own. You know, when we listen to music, there's a beginning, and then there's a journey, and there's an end. We cannot process music without this thing. In a visual art, like the paintings you have on the wall, or that's completely different equation. It's just it's one still phrase, second. It becomes almost like space, transforming from time into space. So visual art, to me, I thought about this a lot. It's almost like space equation, or the art of space, that maybe because time happens inside the observer in this case. And now, when you talk about cinema, which combines, or filmmaking, which combines music and the moving images, now you have this interesting equation.
Yeah, 100%. That makes total sense. Okay, so then you're like, so you're a musician by trade. This is your that's your kind of thing. What
Yeah.
about filmmaking? Do you want to do this again? Like,
Oh,
how was your filmmaking experience for this film?
absolutely, and especially with you guys, because I was so encouraged, and I was really blown away how the care was for the people who did the review. I thought those people they really care about art. It's obvious, like,
Yeah.
no one would dedicate time to speak about Shakespeare's verses with this care, and I thought I belong here, and it was tremendous encouragement. Thank you.
No, I'm glad you so
And
you're talking about the audience feedback video. Yeah, I'm glad you liked it. Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
and the whole festival, I went through the Instagram, and I saw that this tremendous diversity, and things are coming from every corner of the imagination. I thought, wow, that's fabulous.
Oh, it's so good to hear. Maybe we should be more proactive on the Instagram. I'm always worried about, this is my selfish time right now. I'm always worried about social media. If it's like, is it a vacuum? Like, or but is anybody really like watching or listening or anything like that? It's like, 'cause you don't know, right? So I'm glad to hear that.
Well, no, but let me tell you something a little bit negative. It's a black hole. I think of festival people are the real art alternative. Because you find those real people who put their heart and imagination. But social media is, God knows what the heck is that. I mean, is just a lot of fake branding and. And listen, my perspective is, I know how filmmakers, how hard they work for years on a small project. And for someone to get to get encouragement and acknowledgement, and it's so great, but it works completely different and on social media. On social media, it's all about different things. It's about the moment, it's about those jokes and things. And so we need to, this is fostering art and individuality and things that matter to us as human beings. This is very important.
So okay, so are you good? So basically, I was asking the question, are you going to make another film again?
Well, yeah, I hope so, to continue with this series. I also, and of
So
course
it's going
I'm
to be a
gonna,
series.
with the sonnets, yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
I hope to continue to evolve with it. And also, I'm planning to do other things with you guys. Like, I have a documentary series. It's shot only on my phone. It's about ideas and cinema. And I'll continue to do music videos and go into the realm of like independent freestyle filmmaking where there's no boundaries. And
Yeah. Do you mind asking where you're based?
I'm in New Jersey.
Okay, so like close to the NYC area.
NYC,
Like New York City. Are you like is it you like are you close to New York City? Yeah.
It's like 30 minutes, yeah.
Oh, okay, so you're suburbs of New York City then basically.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very
Yeah.
quiet place here. Yeah, so again, I don't know if you have more questions, but I want to extend my appreciation of what are you guys doing, and tell you how important that is, really fostering and opening up for different ideas, and how much filmmakers need a lot of encouragement. We know that the big expensive movies, they're doing good. We love them as they are, but
Yeah.
you guys are one of the people who are doing something really important. Because it's giving this open canvas for people to be unique and authentic and have integrity and follow their own visions without compromises. Because those compromises go along the way in the subconscious of every artist, on and on and on, until he becomes something he's surprised,
Yeah.
And I can see on the pages the uniqueness of of many projects. And so I'm very happy to be part of that.
Well, that's thank you. Well, yeah, it's a great film and it's like really nice music and it's yeah. As soon as you hear William Shakespeare, there's a obviously a universal understanding, right? So, yeah, you're doing it a unique spin on something that's pop cultural relevant, if that makes sense. Like it's you're doing something, yeah, it's cool. And like people are down on AI. It seems to be the general consensus, but then, like you said, it's fueling creativity, right? Like it's adding a different mixture to it, right? I think the people who are mad at it is just because it's especially in the industry, it's about jobs, right? And it's about how things were always have been for a long time, especially the animation world, right? So,
Yeah, well, I would like to share a few things. I never worry about this. I'm excited and nervous, but I never truly worry deeply about this. First, from the job perspective, it's going to create a lot of new jobs.
yeah.
But from the artistic perspective, and we have to say this is where we should talk about
Yeah.
it. Art itself and music, it's never a job. It's just something that is completely personal and humane. And what we need to do in my case, I think it's always like using those tools, tremendous tools that break the barriers between the creator and the tools. And then just to humanize the experience, add what is special and personal and human on every spectrum, whether it's the goodness or the evil or the malevolent or all those things that makes us human in stories and in music. This is the job, let's say, of an artist that this can never be replaced. I mean, I cannot imagine listening to a beautiful album or a symphony and then knowing that no one was behind it. It's just an algorithm. I won't be interested, even if it's beautiful and polished. You know, after we watch something, a great movie, we go and if we're moved, we Google who is the actor, who is the editor, who is the director. We need to make this connection. It's a, we are wired this way. So I don't see it happening if we, I mean, you know what I mean? The meaningless of having no one behind the work is just, it's almost a guarantee to me that human creativity it will always stay there.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. And I think it's more about the side jobs, right? Like about like say you're making an animation movie and you have 100 animators, maybe you only need 20 now, right? So it's, I'm talking about from like a just from an industry standpoint, right? So like say you're music, like it's happened with the music industry for the last 2 decades, right? Where like you would need you would need a certain band to perform the song. Now you don't need the band to perform the song. You just need you and and a guy knows what a person who knows what they're doing, right? So to create the music, right? So
Well, it's very particular because in each case there's a different answer. But I'll give you just a very quick example. And one of the cases when I record with orchestra, especially in Moscow, you can imagine how much I appreciate seeing those musicians who are like some of them older than me with tremendous experience, and they hold those their instruments, sometimes expensive instruments, but and they have developed this relationship with their instrument, and they gathering together to play. To me, this is like priceless. There's nothing. If I go and replace that with a fake orchestra, I mean, I'm losing 90% of the experience. If you're a songwriter, it's the same thing. It's if you go and ask a singer to perform your song or to perform your dialogue and such things. Nothing will replace that. It's you will connect connection with her, will flourish the new human connection and creativity.
Yeah,
But
100%. And the other thing with AI, it's gonna save a lot of people's lives. Like, let's talk about science, right? Like, that's the thing that people, I don't know why they're not talking about it, but this is a game changer. It's gonna save our lives, perhaps, or our parents' lives. You know what I mean? Like, this is the game changer, right? This is like you're talking about a machine that can basically do things error-free or and discover new things, right? So anyways.
It's very exciting, especially medically. We will be able to, like, you know, heal from things, Alzheimer's, and
Yeah, hopefully.
put an end to many limitations. But you know, when I was studying the history of cinema, back to cinema, when the Lumiere brothers or the those people who created the first project, this was to humanity almost like something unreal. It was like AI or seeing images moving, and then the phonograph with Edison and recording music, and the opera singers. Imagine those opera singers who spend a lot of time studying their skills, years of practice and nourishing. Suddenly they know that, you know what, we can record you and we don't need you to be in the room because we can play back the record. A lot of them were depressed, but imagine what that opened to the industry. Suddenly we have a new opportunities of work recording. We were able to record things again and again in terms of film music and classical music and bands. And so that must be the, if we have a positive view, must be the future, that this will take a lot of jobs that will create new ones that we could not even imagine now. And what is more important than all of that is that it will break and delete the barrier between an artist or a human being trying to express himself and the tools. Why do I need to spend 6 months or years to study certain tool, let's say blending something or something in the editing? If there's algorithm can do it for me, then I can think of what is more important. And then, but of course, we have to level up our game, our creative games, and and that's challenging and inspiring at the same time.
All right, on that note, great film. Love to see what you're gonna do next. So keep making movies, and let's talk again when you make your next film, because it's gonna happen sooner than later, right?
Yeah, very soon. I thank you so much for having me. And are you what's your name?
And Matthew.
Are you Matthew? Yeah, okay, Matthew. You send me those emails. Thank you so much, Matthew, for having me. And hopefully I'll be back soon with you guys with something new.
All right, cool. All right, man. Have a good one, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.